Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. On to the campaign trail now with, of course, just 6 days remaining until voters head to the polls and pick the 44th president of the United States. According to the latest numbers, Barack Obama still leads nationwide, but the margin ranges anywhere from just a couple of points, well within the margin of error, for example, in the Investor's Business Daily poll, but all the way up to about 13 points in the CBS New York Times poll. John McCain was campaigning in Miami, Florida on Wednesday. He says the economy needs to be issue number one, not only in this campaign, but for the next 4 years. He says he's sure of one thing, and that's that Barack Obama's plan to raise taxes will damage greatly an already fragile economy.
We're going to double the child deduction for working families. We'll cut the capital gains tax. We'll cut business taxes to help create jobs and keep American businesses in America.
Obama proposes raising taxes only on households making more than $250,000 a year, which he also says somehow won't impact many small businesses. McCain stressed raising taxes in a tough economy could cause further financial damage in the U.S. at an already difficult time. His economic proposals include reducing the corporate tax rate from 35% to 25%. McCain says raising taxes right now, a bad idea.
Raising taxes makes a bad economy much worse. Keeping taxes low creates jobs, keeps money in your hands, and strengthens our economy. That's a fundamental.
Initially, Senator Obama said that those making less than $250,000 a year as a couple or less than $200,000 as an individual would see tax cuts. That number has been adjusted a little bit, all the way down to a $150,000, as mentioned earlier in the week by his Democratic running mate Joe Biden. As for Senator Obama, he was in the suddenly swing state of North Carolina on Wednesday, telling supporters in Raleigh, North Carolina, that he believes John McCain's just getting desperate as McCain continues to hammer away on Obama's tax plan and what he calls Obama's plan to redistribute the wealth in this country.
I don't know what's next. By the end of the week, he'll be accusing me of being a secret communist because I shared my toys in kindergarten.
Senator Obama also says his tax plan is based on the premise that those who work to create wealth should also get some of the benefit, not just those who already have the wealth.
We don't need another president who fights for Washington lobbyists in Wall Street. We need a president who stands up for hardworking Americans on Main Street, and that's what I intend to be.
Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin in Toledo, Ohio, earlier in the day talking about energy policy. She says, based on her experience as governor of Alaska, as well as a state official up there regulating the oil and gas industry, that there's plenty of energy in this country and in Alaska, and that we can become energy independent.
We have such an abundance of natural gas in Alaska. Geologists show us hundreds of trillions of cubic feet waiting to be tapped offshore.
Governor Palin also proudly touts the pipeline that she helped to create that brings billions of barrels all the way down from Alaska to the lower 48 states. But she says her counterpart, Joe Biden, on the Democratic side, voted against it.
Senator Joe Biden, he kicked his career off, his political career, saying no to this piece of infrastructure up in Alaska that has safely flowed 15 billion barrels of U.S. crude into hungry U.S. markets.
Governor Palin also going after the Los Angeles Times on Wednesday, accusing the paper of suppressing a videotape of a potentially embarrassing moment for Senator Obama. The video reportedly shows Obama toasting Rashid Khalidi, a well-known Palestinian activist who is anti-Israel, during a farewell party back in 2003. Palin slammed the Times for protecting Obama during the campaign.
The reason that we do not know is that the newspaper that has the tape, the Los Angeles Times, refuses to release it. It must be nice for a candidate to have major news organizations looking after his best interests.
Meanwhile, the battleground states are effectively tied, according to internal pollsters for the McCain campaign. That is potentially backed up by national polls by some, including Investor's Business Daily and the Associated Press, showing a pretty tight race between Senator McCain and Senator Obama. Other national polls, though, as well as other state-by-state polls, show a consistent and statistically significant lead for Senator Obama. Pollster Clay Richards of the Quinnipiac University Polling Center says he expects those large leads to be maintained.
It's not over until it's over, but it's pretty close to being over in Pennsylvania. Senator Obama has a 12-point lead at this point. He's pretty much had a lead in the range of 12 to 15 points in all our polls.
As expected, the Federal Reserve cut two key interest rates on Wednesday by 0.5%. The Fed's Board of Governors voting to lower the federal funds rate as well as the discount rate. On Wall Street today, stocks doing pretty well before sinking at the closing bell, down 74 points on the Dow to 89.91. The S&P down 10, the NASDAQ up 8, oil down a dollar. When we come back on Dateline Washington, Tucker Bounds of the McCain campaign. Stay with us.